and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. In today's episode, Steve goes back to the late 60s and mid-70s to feature, a little surprisingly you may think, 2 guitarists more famous for their rock music than jazz. They are Frank Zappa and Jeff Beck. Steve contends their exceptional musicality drew them to the intricacies of jazz. We'll hear music from Frank Zappa's Hot Rats album, now regarded as a classic of jazz rock, and Jeff Beck's iconic Blow by Blow album that was produced and arranged by Sir George Martin. Here is jazz whiz Steve Gedrose.
Hi, everyone. Welcome and thanks for coming out to Jazz Yukon's Jazz in the Hall show here at the Old Fire Hall. We really appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. Tonight, I'd like to sample some of the music from 2 guitarists, Frank Zappa and Jeff Beck, who are well known in the rock world, but also ventured into the jazz rock fusion arena. This music featured instrumental compositions that used lengthy group improvisations. Frank Vincent Zappa was born on December 21st, 1940, and passed on December 4th, 1993, all too soon. The breadth of his work makes Zappa a difficult fellow to encapsulate, but I'll give it a try. He was an American musician, band leader, songwriter, composer, recording engineer, record producer, producing almost all of the 60 albums he released with both his bands, the band Mothers of Invention, and as a solo artist. He also directed feature-length films and music videos and designed album covers. He was greatly influenced by 20th century classical composers like Edgard Varese, Igor Stravinsky, and Anton Webern. He was well known for the satirical names of his musical projects and gave his albums such unconventional titles as Freak Out, Hot Rats, Waka Jawaka, The Grand Wazoo, Don't Eat Yellow Snow, and of course, who can forget his best-selling album featuring himself on the cover in Arab headdress titled Shake Your Booty. One of my favorites, actually. It's a live album. Anyway, these bizarre names carried over to his 4 children, who were called Moon, also known as Moon Unit, Dweezil, Amit, and Diva. I'd like to sample a couple of tunes from Frank Zappa's Hot Rats LP from 1969. The original liner notes quote Zappa as calling this album a movie for your ears. I think that's a good title, actually, a good description. The record features instrumental jazz-influenced compositions with extensive soloing. It became very popular in England and had a major influence on the development of jazz rock fusion. This was Zappa's first and one of the first albums ever to use 16-track recording equipment. This allowed for much more flexibility in the use of multi-tracking and overdubbing than the typical 4 and 8-track reel-to-reel tape recorders that were standard when this album came out in 1969. The album was dedicated to Zappa's newborn son, Dweezil, and I was very interested to learn that Dweezil's band, Zappa Plays Zappa, won a Grammy for Best Rock Instrumental Performance in 2009 for their recording of Peaches on Regalia that first appeared on this Hot Rats album in 69. There are many, many notable quotes from Frank Zappa, ever the iconoclast, but one of my favorites is, "Jazz isn't dead, it just smells funny." It's kind of ironic that he was inducted into Downbeat Music's Critics Poll Hall of Fame in 1994. He was posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. So this first track I'd like to sample is called Little Umbrellas. It's from the Hot Rats album, as I mentioned. This tune illustrates Zappa's interest in the sounds of jazz. I especially like his use of an acoustic bass on this track, which was pretty unusual in rock. Certainly in rock, it was very unusual in those days. Of course, he brings a decidedly unique perspective to this music. He said that without deviation, progress is not possible, and he certainly lived by those words. So, number one, please, Jim, this is Little Umbrellas from Frank Zappa. The next track I'd like to sample is called It Must Be a Camel. I guess that's by process of elimination. From Frank Zappa's Hot Rats recording also. This track is harmonically dense, using some of the dissonance that attracted Zappa to modern classical music. The addition of Ian Underwood's overdub saxophone parts underlines the composer's interest in jazz groups' ensemble sound. So this is number two, please, Jim. This is It Must Be a Camel by Frank Zappa. Thank you. That's it must be a camel from Hot Rats. The second artist whose music I'd like to sample is Englishman Jeff Beck. Jeffrey Arnold Jeff Beck was born on June 24th, 1944. He was one of three famous electric guitarists to have played with the British blues rock group The Yardbirds. The other two were Eric Clapton, who went on to form Cream and many other bands, and Jimmy Page, who was a founding member of Led Zeppelin. Beck played mainly instrumental music in genres including blues rock, heavy metal, guitar rock, electronica, and jazz rock fusion. He has not enjoyed the commercial success that many of his peers and bandmates have achieved. That being said, he is certainly appreciated as an artist, having ranked number 5 in Rolling Stone magazine's list of 100 greatest guitarists of all time. He had been featured on the cover of Rolling Stone 3 times and has been described as one of the most influential lead guitarists in rock. Jeff Beck received wide critical acclaim, having won the Grammy for Best Rock Instrumental Performance 6 times and Best Pop Instrumental Performance 1. He has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2, once as a member of the Yardbirds in 1992 and as a solo artist in 2009. I'd like to feature a couple of tunes from his 1975 solo album called Blow by Blow. Beck had dissolved his power trio in the spring of 74 and was now interested in recording an all-instrumental album. He recruited his former keyboardist, Max Middleton, and the Beatles producer, Sir George Martin, to help him create and record this set of tunes. Beck's versatile soloing and diverse tones are clearly the album's focus, and he proves to be an adept rhythm player as well. Open-ended jamming and crisp ensemble interaction balance blow by blow, as it avoids the bombast that sank much of the music of the jazz rock fusion of this period. One of the album's unique qualities is the sense of fun that permeates the performances. To emphasize that sense of fun, I'd like to sample a tune written by Jeff Beck called Constipated Duck. So you can tell he was taking this very seriously. Notice the funky keyboard line and the many different guitar sounds that Beck employs in this track. So from Blow by Blow, this is Constipated Duck. That's number 3, please, Jim. taste a constipated duck there. Yeah, you're welcome. This next track, this is the final tune I'd like to sample. It's called Thelonious, written by Stevie Wonder as a tribute to jazz legend Thelonious Monk. Stevie actually plays clavinet on this track, but was not credited on the blow-by-blow liner notes. I'm sure you'll hear his influence in this tune. So this is number four, please, Jim. This is a tune called Thelonious by Jeff Beck with a little help from his buddy Stevie Wonder. And that's my brief look at Frank Zappa and Jeff Beck. Thanks very much.
Now we know a little bit more about why the exuberant energy that Zappa and Beck brought to their music has inspired generations of guitarists, especially those who work in jazz rock. We recorded this presentation in November 2014. This episode's extra tracks further explore Zappa's Hot Rats and Beck's Blow by Blow albums, showcasing their uncommon interpretations that push the envelope of jazz rock. We play Frank Zappa's Peaches on Regalia, followed by Jeff Beck's You Know What I Mean. We'll be right back. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented live by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.